Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to 8-Bit Saga. This is episode 3. I just want to talk to you before we got into the episode because what you're about to hear is a battle that took about an hour and a half to play because our party kind of weak at the moment and some new players, so it kind of took some time to explain the rules and kind of everyone figure out what they were doing, what they could do, what they couldn't do, and all that fun stuff. And I tried to cut it down as short as I could. For the flow of everything, just to make sure that it all went well. And it got down to about 34 minutes in the end. So you may hear, it sounds like people may be going like back to back because I kind of cut out some rounds where everyone just missed hitting each other and the audio wasn't that great. So just cut all that stuff out. So with that being said, here is episode 3. We'll be back in 2 weeks for episode 4.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 3. A ragtag group of heroes made their way to Nar Shaddaa in an attempt to rob Uldrygg the Hutt and his gang of weapons during an event held at his casino, the Sarlacc Money Pit. Attempting to blend in, the group played some Pazak, gambled at the slots, and met a bartender named Anse, ready to turn on her employer. But as fate would have it, the crew finds trouble almost immediately.
You boys have got 5 seconds to tell me why you're in my security room before I have my guards blast you full of holes.
The truth is, you know, I was sent here on a security mission to make sure that this casino is locked down. I'm a Jedi.
Excuse me?
I'm a Jedi sent from the
camp. Shoot him.
Roll for Nish.
Fucking great.
Worst idea.
Smoke grenade?
Why did we send in Margaret Albee?
It was going to end this way anyways.
No,
he was ready not. He's just waiting for someone to open their mouth.
I was going to say we're from the SABC, the Space Alcohol and Beer Commission.
He still would have said shoot him. It's a hot.
Yeah. Before we start that battle, what are the you other two doing?
I'm going to ask Sawbone if he thinks he can take out the guard at the front of the where they are.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to start doing some work out there.
Yeah, I think I can take that guard out.
All right.
Because all hell's about to break loose.
Here's part of that problem.
Wait.
If we go over and try and take a guard out, the whole casino is going to know that we just killed a guard.
Right now, we're contained.
Yeah.
And we still have to go downstairs. Yeah. So you guys still have to be incognito.
I say we're creating the distraction. You guys go do something.
Normal shit.
Well, we can't.
Except we have the security
pass.
Yeah,
they have the security pass, so we have to stay outside.
We have to secure Once we secure this room, we'll be able to get down there, though. No problem.
Right. So
I'm going to say Sawbone and Willy Rowe are just hanging out as close to the door as possible. You know, maybe we'll make a bum rush in attempt if it gets too hairy.
Okay.
Because we're on comms, right? So if it's mm-hmm. People... Start
no, y'all heard all that. Yeah. Y'all heard all that.
If people are starting to really get hurt in there, it's I guess we have no choice but to just bum rush through the door.
Yeah.
Are we going?
Let's do it.
Is it starting?
Let's do it.
All right.
First battle.
All right. The Rodian standing behind Sawbone.
No,
Sawbone's not in there. Standing behind Kale, or next to Kale, will take a shot with his heavy blaster pistol at Kale.
Point blank.
Point blank.
Oh! Nat 20.
Oh my god.
You're dead.
Sorry, buddy. You take 15 damage.
Damn!
Damn, that's his whole health.
I'm sorry, but the dice don't lie.
You're down a condition track.
and you're at 4 health?
4?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. That was unintentional.
Yeah, it was a 20. You rolled a nat 20.
I got a med pack.
Yeah, there you go.
But you can't do that till your turn. So.
Yep.
Right.
The other Rodian takes a shot at Mark and Obi.
I have deflect, though.
Make a use of the force check.
It's a 1.
You are unable to deflect it. 15 damage to you as well. Mr. Mark and Obi. So since your damage threshold is only 14, you took 15 damage. You moved down 1 on the condition track. The Gamorrean behind Chub Rub is going to take a swing at Mr. Chub Rub.
Oh, you motherfucker.
My reflex is an 18.
Okay, so that misses. And then the one next to Uldrig will move forward and take a swing at you, Mark and Obi. Okay, you're good.
Do I need to move that one?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, move. Just move them up.
This one?
One step.
Yeah, just one step. Just like right there.
Yeah. They missed, and then the Gamorrean at the door is going to take a swipe. He's going to step up and take a swipe at Kale. Does a 14 pass your reflex defense?
14? No.
Ooh,
16.
Lucky.
Sweet.
So he swings and he misses.
Take a shot to the head. I still got it.
All right. It's on you, Chub Rub.
I'm just going to pop the smoke grenade that I've got out and fucking try and lose myself and stealth out in the smoke.
You have total concealment.
Holy crap. All right. He disappeared. All
right, then I'm going to stealth over and put a bomb on the console right... No, I'm just going to...
Start blowing things up?
Yeah.
Y'all are in a confined space.
I've only got my move, so I can still take something out. I can still take something out. No, that was already out.
Maybe disable the controls while we're fighting. All the.
Yeah, I mean, I can try and fuck up the computer.
Yeah,
I don't really have technology.
Do you have an ion grenade?
I do. I do have an ion grenade.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have
used that.
Yeah, I was.
It's fine.
Yeah,
you hear a message from God. Ion
space
grenade.
God. Space Jesus says.
Ion grenade, my son.
Yeah, I'm just gonna take an ion grenade out and get ready for next turn.
Okay,
but.
No, I've already moved.
Just move me back in the corner, like out of the way.
Okay, next is Mark and Obi. All
right. I am standing right in front of this guy, so I will use a power swing.
Power attack.
Okay.
Fuck him up.
You'll be getting a -5 on your attack because of total concealment until the room clears, which will take a couple rounds now that the door's open.
Oh, I didn't open the door, B.
I thought you said you opened the door.
No, I moved.
Okay, well then y'all are in total concealment until the room clears.
So it's a because either 4. Power attack is a +3, but it's also now -5, so you're at a -2. So what did you roll?
Huh? I rolled a 3.
Yeah, he did not hit him. So Uldrig can't see anything.
Yeah.
So he's not gonna shoot blindly. He's just gonna complain about not being able to see.
Goddamn, I can't see anything.
It is now your turn, Kale.
And dude.
Second win
for 12 health.
Action, so.
Okay.
As a switch action, you can still do something.
Sweet. Can I shoot the motherfucker that... No.
You can shoot the square that you think he's occupying.
Yeah. Well, shot me.
So you'll be attacking at a -5. Or you can try to do a perception check to notice him first at a -10.
You do a perception.
But that's that's a free action. But roll it up.
9.
No. You don't notice him. But you can still attack his square.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and try.
It's a small -5, space. So.
It's better than nothing.
Yep.
18.
Okay.
-5,
so
5.
13.
13.
13. And you were shooting at that Rodian?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get him.
Wow.
Yeah, now it's their turn. Yay. So the Rodian you just shot at is going to try and see you. Give me a stealth check.
23.
Yeah, he doesn't notice you, but he'll try and shoot you nonetheless.
Of course.
Or shoot into your square. He misses. The other Rodian is going to try and shoot where you are, Mark. Or he'll try and see you first. Give me a stealth check.
So what'd you roll?
7.
So 8.
8.
Yeah, you succeeded. You have total concealment.
Okay.
So he'll take a pot shot at where he thinks you are.
But can I roll for deflect?
You can try. Okay. Give me that. Use the force check.
Boom!
Nat 20.
Doesn't need to spend a force.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, you just deflect it.
Can it hit
him? That's what I rolled for to see if it hit him, but it didn't.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you got that deflection. Good. So, next, the Gamorrean is going to take a shot at you. Ooh, he hits you. 20 damage.
Fuck, you guys just didn't want Mark Kenobi around. You're like, his character fucking sucks. Let's kill him off.
We didn't expect just three of you to go in there. This was a fight for all
of you.
Well,
we didn't expect that kind of heat. Like, we just thought we had the pass, we could go in. Fuck.
A creature reduced to 0 hit points moves minus 5 steps on the condition track and falls unconscious.
What's happening?
Jesus.
All right, I got to track. What?
Yeah. You're unconscious.
I am disabled. Unconscious.
All right.
After 10 rounds, you make a DC 10 constitution check. On a success, you may move one step up the condition track, regain consciousness, and recover hit points equal to your level.
One.
So you aren't dead. You're back at one. And then you can act normally on your next turn, so you can take second
takes
wind.
That takes 10 turns.
That'll take 10 rounds, unless somebody heals you. Heals somebody heals you, you're immediately revived, and you can second wind. The other Gamorrean in the corner, not knowing that you got took down, is going to step forward and swing blindly above your unconscious body. And he misses. The other Gamorrean is going to take a swipe at Mr. D-Bag. Of course he will. But he misses because he can't see Jack. Chub Rub, it is your turn.
I'm gonna chunk that ion grenade in the direction of the computer banks.
You're right up against them.
Oh.
So you literally throw it against the wall and it goes dink and then it goes off.
So I'd move.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of there, obviously.
Ion doesn't hurt people.
Oh, it doesn't? It won't hurt me?
Ooh, that means they're weapons too though, right?
Oh,
good question. Shit.
Disable everybody in the room though?
Yeah.
What's the area of effect of an ion grenade?
Yeah, 2-square burst radius.
Go ahead and roll damage for the ion grenade.
Okay. Wait. I'm going to use the force to do this, because I've got the goddamn force sensitivity.
Use the force.
So I'm going to focus up.
Padawan.
Come
on for a ball.
11 to hit the square.
Yeah.
I'm aiming at?
Yeah, you put it right where you want it.
Boom, and that's 15 ion damage.
So that'll affect both Rodians, the Gamorrean, and Kale, as well as the computer banks. So, Kale, your gun's done until you can replace the power pack.
Sure.
Same for theirs. Oh, that would also disable the Gamorrean's vibroax.
Yep.
So now it's just a glorified axe. Mm-hmm.
As an Ewok, don't you also have something for total concealment? Can't you, like, sniff them out?
I have stealth, or I can smell within 10 feet of me, so I know where people are based on smell.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you can smell Verbok, like,
right next to you. Like, he just reeks, man. That stink.
All right, I'm going to take out some fucking detonite.
What? That would kill all of you.
I'm going to threaten this motherfucker next turn. I'm going to get up on his head and, like, I will Akbar all of you motherfuckers.
Nobody knows what Akbar means.
That's true.
And nobody can see anything.
That's true. Never mind. I'm just gonna get my blue balls out and get ready for next turn.
Okay. Fair enough.
Alright.
To clarify, those blue balls are the blue energy balls that are made on Naboo that the Gungans use. Correct? Yep.
Yeah, my blue balls of fury. That's right.
Okay.
That is correct.
So one round has passed for Mark Kenobi being unconscious. Aldrig, he's just flailing like a little slug. Kale, it's your turn.
I have a stun baton.
Yeah, you can just take that out as part of a move action instead of...
This guy only had a gun. I'm going to slap him. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to...
Do you want to see if you can perceive him first?
Yeah.
Give me a perception.
21. Oh, minus 5. 16.
Yeah, you see him.
Sweet.
So you don't take the minus 5 on that attack. Mofo's
face.
Yeah, you're like right up on him.
So I'm swinging with my thing, right?
Yeah. Swinging with the thing.
I'm swinging with my stun but sound.
Stun but sound. Give it to him.
9 plus 1, 10.
You only rolled a 10?
I rolled a 10.
Ouch.
Spend a force point to add up.
Yeah.
D6?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm going to spend a force point. I'm not going to screw around. And I made it 11.
Jesus.
I can't catch a break, y'all.
You really can't. You missed him.
Just use the dice.
It's the Rodian's turn. that Rodian misses you.
Great.
But what was he doing?
He was trying to punch
him. Okay, I was like, he wasn't shooting.
He's got nothing. He's just trying to punch him.
Yeah,
just blindly swinging in front of him where you used to be. The other Rodian is going to move forward.
Which one? This one?
Yeah. Try and see.
Question. Does he leave a square I threaten? I can't see that far.
Yeah, but total concealment means you can't.
I can smell that.
Yeah, that's true.
I can smell him getting further away from me.
All right, give me an attack of opportunity.
All right. Blue ball and minus 5. I am going to spend a force point on this if I don't fucking make it.
Okay.
I will spend all my force points today.
Yeah, spend them all.
I don't care. I still got. Survive. I got 4. We got to live. Big money, no whammy. God damn it. Using the force at a 8 plus 5. That is 13 plus 8. 21 minus 5 is 16.
Yeah, that hits him.
Blue balling.
All right, roll for damage.
10. 10 points of blue ball damage.
Nice. Gamorrean number 1 swings over where he thinks you are.
He's still like...
Gamorrean number 2, same thing, swinging where he thinks you used to
be.
The
ventilation in this room is terrible.
I'm not complaining.
And the other Gamorrean tries to see where you are.
Me.
But cannot.
Sweet.
So he takes a swing...
Yeah.
He misses.
Sweet.
Chubrub.
What's up?
Chubrub.
My action?
It's your turn.
Oh, shit. Is that dude that I just blue balled still up and about?
Yeah.
Do I need to perceive to know where that dude is with my scent?
Mm-hmm.
So do I just get a bonus, or do I just know where he is? How does scent work?
Yeah, you can make perception checks to see them each time at no negative.
Oh, ballin'.
But you have to do that in order to hit them without a negative.
All right, perception check coming up. 18.
You got it.
Cool. Using the force to slap him with a blue ball. I'm going to spend a force point.
I've got one left.
Right?
I have 2 left now. 15.
So that definitely hits.
16.
16. He hits the dirt.
Yes! He dead? He dead?
He's unconscious, much, much like our good friend Mark Anobi. The Rodian is unconscious.
Move action to get more blue balls out. It's my turn.
And then it's Oldrig.
Why can't I see anything?
He just starts firing wildly. He's just shooting into the air. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Does everybody need to roll for defense?
Yeah, no. Kale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to perceive him. Then I'm going to swing on him. Guys, I really need to hit this one.
Okay. Perceive him and swing on him.
All right. This is good. Because I got a 19.
You can't see him.
What is up with these rolls? I'm so upset.
It was a nat 20.
I can't.
Sorry.
I can't. I know.
You're killing
but
me.
You can still attack him at a minus 5.
Yeah, sure. Minus 3. I mean, plus my attack was minus 2. So, yeah, whatever.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, buddy. So, he's going to try and see you. Give me a stealth.
21.
Yeah, you pass. So, he can't see you. He's going to attack wildly. He misses.
You got
he's
lucky.
He's just trying to punch you, but he's missing.
I think it was just a punch, too.
This is the silliest.
Nobody can see anybody.
Everybody's just whiffing. The room's full of smoke. Everybody's coughing.
It's
And then in the corner, I can't see anything.
It's directed by the Coen brothers. Yeah. It's just like absurdity. Murder, people getting shot in the head, people falling down unconscious.
The two Gamorreans who've been attacking you are still attacking, thinking you're just really dodgy.
Persistent mofos.
I mean, they're not intelligent. They're just pig creatures. That's why they're used as guards. Their intelligence is literally a minus one. Chubrub.
Is there anybody within two squares of me?
Uldrig is literally standing next to you.
Yeah.
You can smell him.
I don't want to try and solo the fucking hut.
He smells like sausages. Old gamey sausages.
Yeah. Gamey.
That sounds really tasty to Chubrub.
Mixed with dirt and feces.
I'm going to move
up.
Sound
tasty?
Uh-huh.
Are there any other Rodians left in the room?
There's one behind.
All the way in the corner.
All in the back.
And the rest are just Gamorreans swinging?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm going to move up along the wall of computer banks and stay out of the sides of the fight. Move up two squares and then sniff and try and perceive some people.
Okay. Yeah, give me a perception check.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a 28.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you see the location of, or you smell the location of all of the Gamorreans, Uldrig, and the Rodian.
I'm going to swing at the Gamorrean that's standing over our dead
on the other
Mark
side of Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, so here's me fucking using the force. That's going to be a 19.
19 hits.
16.
He just moved minus one down the condition track. And it's Mark and Obi. That's three rounds.
Ooh, down to seven.
Uldrig is still whining about not being able to see. Kale. You moving on up?
Let's swing on this fool.
Okay.
Again.
Well,
let me perceive him
first. Perceive him first.
Let's perceive of his character. 13. Didn't see him.
No go.
Cool. I'm still going to swing at
him. Yeah, give him a swing.
20 minus 5, 15.
Not enough. Miss him.
Man, he is tough. This guy is tough. Rough, tough.
Tough as nails.
Tough as nails.
Okay, that Rodian is going to try and punch you. And he misses, because I forgot to perceive. Those stupid Gamorreans are just flailing about, making pig noises. And the other Gamorrean misses you. Again. Chubrub.
The Gamorrean in the corner is down one of the condition tracks. So yeah. I'm going to mess with him.
Okay.
Do I need to perceive him again?
Yes.
All right. Here comes the sniffing and the perceiving. Yeah, that's a 14.
Yes.
You perceive
him.
All right. I'm going to force a blue ball at him.
All right.
That will be a 16.
That'll hit. Boink. Roll that damage.
All right. That's 16.
Oh, nice. So he goes down. Is that your turn?
I guess I'll go ahead and take the knife out.
Okay. Mark and Obi, that's been four rounds. You've got six left. Uldrig is still peeing his pants. Kale.
Hey, we're just going to rinse and repeat.
Rinse, repeat. Perceive.
21.
Yeah, you see
him. Yo, buddy. I see you this time.
All right, make that attack.
Hit him up.
14.
14? Okay. I mean, yeah, you hit him.
7.
Well, yeah, you hit him.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's his turn. Give me a stealth check.
19.
You stealth.
Yeah, buddy.
He misses you.
Okay. I miss him, too.
I miss him, too. Chubrub.
You're standing on a Rodian, and your knife is out.
All right. I'll perceive with my snout.
Yeah.
That's going to be a 13 to perceive with the snout.
You see him.
Smell him. And using the force. That is a very mighty 13.
Yeah, you hit him.
Only 7 on that one.
7 damage is 7 damage.
That's true. And
next
I was going to get a grenade out with my move action.
Okay. Yeah. Next is that full Mark and Nobi.
5.
Halfway there.
Halfway there, brother.
Uldrig is over there being useless.
Ah, still can't see!
Kale.
Let's go ahead and perceive him. Let's just say it's not going to happen.
Okay. You can still make the attack.
Yeah. Still going to swing on his... Yeah, it won't matter. It won't matter, even with my attack.
Whiff.
Whiff and a miss.
All right. Gamorrean, give me a stealth check.
For me?
Yeah.
They are both heading for me. Oh, nat 20.
Nice, yeah. He does not see you. And he whiffs. So, Chubrub.
Stab the dude you're standing on.
Could just go ahead and coup de grace. You feel his chest rising and falling as you're standing on him. So you could just reach down and slowly stick that knife in his neck.
It's either that or just huck a grenade behind the fatty.
Door's true. Open or closed behind slowly, him?
The door behind him is closed.
All right, yeah, I'm just going to just ree, and coup de grace that dude.
All right, he did. His green blood spurts and squirts and covers you in green blood.
Oh, God. Nice.
Does he get a bonus for that because he loves to be covered in blood?
any bodily fluid.
So that was your attack. Oof. Do you want to... Actually, a coup de grace is a full round action.
Yeah, that's a full round.
So Mark and Obi, it's been 6 rounds. You got 4 left. Uldrig is finally going to try and get his wits about him. He's still just confused and...
I still can't see!
There you go. Kale.
Let's do the same thing.
Same old...
If I keep missing, I'm just going to put a power pack in my gun and yeah. start firing. 19 to perceive.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, you're killing me, Smalls. 5 to slap at him.
No.
I'm doing one of these things.
Yeah, just eyes closed, swinging.
Even though I see him.
Give me a stealth check.
Thank goodness for that. Stealth is at 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
You successfully stealth.
Can't see me.
And he misses. Again. Give me another stealth check, Kale.
21.
Yeah, you good. Chubrub, what you gonna do?
I can try and heal Mark and Obi, right?
If you have a med pack and treat injury skill.
I have a med pack. I can try and use it.
Yeah, you can try.
I'm gonna scuttle over to him and... I'm just gonna leave the knife in the fucking green dude.
Fair.
While I'm walking over, just get my med pack out and start doing my thing on Mark and Obi.
Okay.
11?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, guess who's up?
You've treated
not up,
his injuries.
But...
So I'm prone?
Yes. Okay. Lucky for you, it's your turn!
You always end up on all fours.
And I can
fours.
Go second wind?
So you can stand up and okay. make a second wind.
So what do I do?
You stand up and make a second wind.
Yeah, just do second wind, right?
Yeah, you just do it.
And so it's either, what is it, like a quarter or your constitution, whichever is higher.
Your constitution score.
Okay, so I'm at 15 then.
Yeah, 15.
Oh, you're at 16.
16.
Yeah, nice. So you're at almost half your health.
Nice. Cool.
So Uldrig is casting about in the smoke, and he finds the door behind him.
Uh-oh.
And opens it. Everyone hears the door open.
Sure.
You can just see his big ass form outlined in the doorway.
Throw that net.
So
throw that net.
Throw that net. It is actually your turn now.
Oh my god.
So throw that net.
Throw that net.
Roll the throw?
Yeah.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, you hit him with the net.
Yes!
He ain't going nowhere.
Got it.
Where he going? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Got him.
The other guys are still there.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Give me a stealth.
26.
Nice. He swings and he misses.
Cool.
Mark and Obi, give me a stealth check.
19.
Yeah. That Gamorrean that's been swinging over your body is still swinging at you. He's still missing.
Okay.
Kale, give me another stealth check.
Cool.
No.
Oh, no.
It's a 1.
Mm, well, he definitely
you.
Sees you.
So he sees you.
Sure. Can I get a reflex check?
No, it's against your reflex defense.
Yeah. Great.
You take 10 damage.
That's not too bad.
Chub rub.
Now that the door's open.
Wait. I have a free hand. Move action. Goo grenade.
Ooh, goo grenade.
I'm a goo the doorway.
Okay.
So using the force to goo the doorway. Nat 20.
Nat 20.
He takes 6 points of damage.
Okay, so they make a grapple check now.
Uldrick's good. The guard's good.
Balls.
But it's there for 3 rounds, so they got to pass it each round.
And whoever I pelted takes 6 points of damage.
So Uldrick?
Yeah.
All right, it's Mark and Obi's turn.
Oh, yes. Swing on a fool.
I'll turn and try to hit this wonderful gentleman right here.
You got to perceive him first.
Okay. I mean, why not?
So
16 minus 10 is 6.
Right? Not.
Okay. So I guess I'll swing wildly.
Yeah, pretty much.
16 minus 10, 7.
Yeah, you miss.
Yeah.
Uldrick is going to attempt to grapple check to get out of that net.
You better not.
No, he doesn't.
That's right, he doesn't.
So he's still netted.
Fat bastard, stay in that little fish net.
Bastard. Kale.
That was supposed to be my sex net.
The sex net.
Y'all made me waste my sex net on a stinky sausage Jabba the Hutt.
Hey, it ain't wasted yet. Matt's still young.
All right, so I'm going to perceive and swing on a fool, I guess. 15.
To perceive?
Mm-hmm.
He's too sneaky for
you. He's a sneaky little snake.
Sneaky little bastard.
I guess I'm going to swing with my baton.
Do it.
Minus 3.
Oh, a negative 3?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. That Rodian punches you. Finally.
How much?
1 damage. Chubrub.
Kale D-bag, give me your gun. I'm going to reload that motherfucker.
Can I give him my gun?
I'm like right next to him, so.
Yeah, Daniel,
can you take it out of my head?
Yeah, I'm just going to. Hey, resist.
Give me this. Give me.
Reloaded.
So you could shoot if you wanted to.
I'll take a shot. I have a high dex.
Do you have blaster pistol proficiency?
Okay. Scoundrel.
Cool.
Blasting the dude nearest me. 7 plus 8, 15.
Yeah. You see him.
Isaac going to shoot him. 15.
That hits.
That is a mighty 11 damage.
Ooh. That is a mighty death blow.
Yes! To this guy.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Mark.
I'd like to attack someone, okay?
Okay.
See if you can perceive that guard.
Can I perceive that guard in the corner?
Yeah, give it a try.
Gamorrean.
Yeah. All right. 17?
Yeah, you see his ass. Oh, shit. That was a negative 3.
What?
Because you're at minus 10 on the condition track. And another minus 10 to see him. So even though he only rolled a 4, you did not see him. So you're taking a minus 5 on the attack. So you can roll it, but you'll be taking a minus 15.
Yeah. Okay.
So try for a crit.
Do it.
Give
me 6. You're so close.
It was so close.
This is another one of those. Hey, check this out. So Uldrick passed the grapple check against the net, so he's out of the net.
Got to get through the goo again.
He passed the goo.
Goo damage.
But the Gamorrean is still stuck in is stuck in the goo now, so he can't get out yet.
So he can't move.
So Kale is on you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to take the gun. Does that count as a move?
Yeah.
It's not a swift.
Yeah, you take the gun. Yeah, it's basically like drawing the weapon, so it's a move. And the smoke in the room has started to clear, so it's at half concealment. So it's a minus 5 for perception and a minus 2 to attack.
Yep.
My bad.
This is to perceive. 9.
Wait, was it a 9 minus 5? Or was it a 9 total?
Oh, yeah, it is 9 minus 5. My
then you
bad.
Don't, so you're getting a minus 2
okay.
to the attack.
8.
Oh, it was only 8 to
mm-hmm.
hit?
Missed him.
Sorry, buddy.
This is not my day.
Chubrub!
Take someone out!
Rely on this
with
little ball
what?
Of fluff.
I'm out of blue balls.
Yeah, but you had the knife.
I left my knife in the dead guy so I could get to get Mark and Obi.
Well, the dead guy's right there, so just take it out of him.
It's right behind you.
That's true. Actually, okay, I'm going to move over to the... I'm still, like, right on top of that body, so I'm just going to move action to pull the knife out, and then I'm going to use the force to fling it at... Who's still alive?
Uldrick.
Everyone.
Yeah, Uldrick!
And
his back is turned to you, so he won't see it coming.
Sneak attack.
Go right at his head.
It's like a
go.
Sneak attack.
Yeah, I'm just going to fling... Yeah, use the force to fling this knife at him. It won't do much, but here we go.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
That's 8 plus 8 is 16.
Yeah, actually, you hit him. Aldrich's like, ow.
I don't know. I think it'd be worse than that. I think, like, because he's a big fucking baby. So, I don't know. I'm going to say that he's going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Everyone stop shooting. What the fuck? Whew, that was one hell of a battle, huh? Well, it's your favorite part of the show, where you get to listen to me talk for a couple minutes. So, let's just jump right into that. Once again, I just wanted to plug our Patreon over at patreon.com/8bitgeek. Over there, we post, like, uncut episodes of 8-Bit Geek, like the pre-show, and you get to hear all the funny stuff we do before we actually start recording our show, for as little as $1 a month. And there's different tiers for the amount that you give, and it's a lot of fun, and it helps us do cool shows like 8-Bit Saga and 8-Bit Legends and Divas Dropkicks and Dives and Brainberry. All those shows are supported by Patreon, and you can find all of those shows over on our website at the8bitgeek.com. Also, I think we're on Spotify and iTunes and Stitcher Radio, I think Google Play. Like, I think we're pretty much just about everywhere. So go like us, follow us, share, rate, all the fun stuff that you can do. And also go follow our Facebook page. That's, the 8-Bit Geek, at the 8-Bit Geek on Facebook and Twitter. 8-Bit Saga does have its own Twitter. It's, at 8-Bit_Saga, which leads me to the kind of last thing I want to talk about real quick. I don't know if any of you listeners listen to the Adventure Zone. It's a really fun D&D podcast by some of our favorite podcast hosts that aren't us. They do a really cool thing with their show where if you tweet at them with the hashtag, they'll put your name in an episode. They'll name an NPC after you, and I thought that was really cool, and I kind of want to do the same thing. So if you tweet at us using the hashtag 8-Bit Saga, we will name a character after you in one of our story arcs. So do that. That would be awesome. And make sure you share and retweet and all that fun stuff. And let's get back to it.
Whoa, 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 everyone stop shooting. Holy shit, what the fuck? What the fuck? What?
That's all it took.
We could have all night of this, and we could have just
could just hit him once and call it a night.
I wasn't angry up until now. Now I wasn't super angry pissed. Up until now. I got shot in the head.
I am at 4.
Kenobi died almost.
I got slapped in the eye.
-10.
I don't know how many times I have to say every time he goes, who's left? Aldrich.
Aldrich. Okay, I'll shoot the Gamorrean.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to attack the Gamorrean.
Yeah.
I was just trying Aldrich. To keep my homies from dying.
True.
The more attacks.
So everybody stop shooting.
Yeah, they all stop shooting.
The room clears of the smoke.
Yeah, he sees his two dudes dead on the floor, one unconscious. He's got a knife protruding out of his back. He lets the door close and, like, kind of just waves off the guard, just like
the one stuck in the goo.
He's like, go away.
Yeah, just like, ugh. And he was like, what the fuck?
I just needed to take a goddamn leak. What do you boys want?
Well, we don't have to kill you, that's for sure. So don't make us keep fighting you.
And he has one of the guards pull the knife out of his back. And you can tell that he ain't about this life, like getting stabbed and shit.
Now, we'll make you a deal. We'll go away nicely, and you'll never have to fuck with us again. You just give us the weapons you got down in your safe.
And all the money, all the credits.
Can't do that, boys.
How much is your life worth to
you?
You
don't understand. Like, while I may own this casino that you boys are in, there are people far above me who will fucking kill me if I give you those weapons.
Well, I'll kill you right now.
Tell you what. We'll give you a head start. You can go run and get in your ship and go bye-bye.
That is fair.
He, at that point, literally, he tells his guards,
let them go by. Just let them go. Just let them do this. Just fuck it. Get the fuck out of here. If they find out what we did, they'll fucking kill us.
And he... he leaves.
I get on the comms. I'm like, hey, make sure you erase the security footage.
Oh, it's gone. Okay. They fucking fried that computer. It's fried. It's done. So the guards in the room are going to let you go by.
I'm going to get on the comm. And Willie, Sawbone, can you guys go grab some cots and head down to the vault, please? We'll meet you there.
Yeah. We'll grab the carts and meet you there.
What carts?
Yeah, what carts?
What carts are you talking about?
Find carts. Find something to carry all these guns.
They might.
I'm trying to get them involved again, guys. You know.
I just look around and
there are no carts anywhere. Carts?
Let's go down and check out the supply room.
The vault.
The same casino. That
they have to meet you to head to the vault. There's only one way down, and that is in those stairwells.
There's still another guard out.
But we're,
I think we were told to
let
the
guards were letting go.
He through. Told the ones in the room to let you go.
Okay, so walk outside the security strip, open the fucking door, and let them in. They let me. They let Sawbone.
Yeah,
and
but you guys
Willie
just like
in.
You go like you go. You they see the like they see old. They watch Aldrich leave in a hurry. And he just slimes his way out, and a couple of his guards. Like they don't. They go open the door and you wave in the two of them, and the guards kind of looking like kind of confused. But the other guards that are like, they see them and they're just like, just let them do it. Just don't fucking ask. are they just gonna leave the dead bodies there? I don't know what they're gonna. I guess
that's up to the group.
Yeah, I mean the guards, they don't really seem to give a shit about these people.
Fuck 'em.
Yeah,
I'm taking ears.
Okay.
And me.
I'm going to let you know that like you start cutting off their ears, one of the Gamorreans starts vomiting in the corner. All right, so you guys are going to head down the stairs or whatever. You guys going to grab any? I mean, you can.
I'm going to grab all the blasters off the floor that are left.
Which one?
Okay, well, most of them are like fucked.
That's
except
fine.
For.
I can turn them into grenades.
True.
They're junk.
Okay, so there were one, two. There are two blasters.
Okay.
You guys ready to head down to the vault? Steal some shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So you go downstairs, and now you guys are in that stairwell there. There are two Gamorrean guards, but they do not seem to be paying y'all any mind.
Hey, guys, you want me to take this one again?
Yeah. What?
Show them that security pass
that
we have.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah, security pass.
Hey, guys, here's the security pass. We're going downstairs now.
And they just wave you by. All right, so you guys make your way down to the basement.
Remember, his fur is all green.
covered in rhodium blood.
They honestly pay no mind because of the business in which they are in. So you guys are coming. You guys come down the stairs, and there are two doors right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And there's also a door to your right. But you guys can tell. You guys, I mean, you can see through the doors. Let's say open as you walk up to them. It's a corridor, and you can see a vault at the end of that corridor. There are three guards. There's a human, a Rodian, and a Gamorrean. And they look at you. They see you guys walking up. They're kind of looking at each other like, who the fuck are these guys?
We got this pass. We're just picking up the goods.
All right. So they let you walk up to the vault door. How are you guys going to get through?
I can get through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was strong.
How are you going to get through it?
I have a toolkit and bombs, so I was going to try the toolkit first.
Okay.
7.
All right, you guys cracked that vault.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Nicely
done. Do I need to perceive whether or not they were watching us crack this?
No.
They're just cool.
No, their backs are to you. Like, they're guarding, like, keeping people from going in. You guys got in, and they hear it open, and you guys walk into the vault. So there's two Gamorreans. And a human guard blocking what is it? There's another vault behind them, but what you can see right now, there are a bunch of. It looks like kind of like a bank vault. There's a bunch of like lock boxes, and then there's two or I guess four countertops that have some open lock boxes as well as some freestanding credit chips just sitting there.
Yes. Those guys are guarding another
vault. They are guarding another vault, and also the vault that you are in. So you have some options.
I think before we do anything, can we shut that vault door behind us?
No, you don't want to shut the door behind you. They're guys so that turned around.
You can if shut it. There's
if we end up fighting these guys for any reason.
There's like an open, there's switch. A way to open it from the inside, a switch. Okay. So you won't lock yourself in.
Okay. But. Yeah.
But so let's open, let's close that door.
Sure.
I think
so
we
should just try and again, you guys, in. You unlocked it, you walked in. They're just standing there guarding the next vault. So you guys can go to the next vault and get in there. I'm just saying, there are guards watching.
Yeah, so if we start taking stuff.
If we start taking credits, they're going to watch us.
Yeah, they're going to be like, why are you taking just all those credits?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's just, with confidence, we walk up to the second vault.
And try to go through.
And try to go through.
You guys just walked into a vault, so, I mean, they are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know what, I mean, you obviously were able to open the vault to them. They just walked. You walked in, and they can when they open, they can see the guards also standing there. So like they don't, they're not suspicious at all, but they are obviously guards, and they are being observant.
Aldred's gone. He fled, and he said for all the gods to go. And you can call him on the comm.
One of them, the human, kind of looks at the two guards. And he comms up to someone upstairs. And he asks, "President, I haven't heard anything about that."
Oh, this motherfucker!
Yeah, they start to shift, like.
Okay, well,
now they're suspicious.
Well, we still have this pass.
That pass does not get you through this vault door.
Okay.
Well, so clearly, you have no business going through this vault door.
I'm going to do a mind trick on, and yeah, on the human, since he's in charge.
Okay.
You're going to let us take the guns. And I'm going to do a force point to make it better. You're going to let us take the guns and the credits and no trouble whatsoever.
Okay.
Do it.
And I'll spend a force point.
Use the force. All right.
20.
Oh, wow. That's a nat 20. That's a nat 20.
Yeah. Good. Nice work, Mark Kenobi.
All right. He repeats the words back to you. The two Gamorreans look at him like, the fuck? But they're dumb, so they're like, okay. So
they go with it.
And so he and the two guards...
walk past
walk
you.
Away.
walk out. And leave.
Yes! Huh? Yes! Mark Kenobi saved the day.
All right. They closed the vault behind you. Those three guards are also kind of like, the fuck is happening? But, you know, you guys didn't fight, and they're like, okay. I mean, maybe they know something we don't know. So,
all right, let's loot this motherfucker.
Yeah, you guys have free reign of this room now.
Probably should ask them about some carts or something.
Wait, are the other guards still right at the door? Can we just crack carts?
No,
can
we make crack sure. Like, hey, you guys, some carts around here? There, there are a few carts. There's like one or two in this room. There are 9 lock boxes on the tables. That are still closed, but the other ones that are open all have like just credit chips in them.
If you guys crack those, then I mean we could just take them.
So technically, y'all could just take tens.
Yeah, we could just take the.
Yeah, you guys aren't. Them. Yeah, you guys are just so you guys crack all those open.
Well, that sucks. Yeah, you'll just spend a couple minutes cracking all those lock boxes.
Just open that vault up.
Oh, can you? Yeah, you're gonna have to crack the
19.
So after y'all cracked all of the lock boxes?
Like 19 plus 9 is 28.
Yeah. So you open the next one.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And in there, you see there are... What is that? There are 10 weapon crates.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Full of various weaponry and grenades and a whole bunch of stuff. So, and again, there are 2 additional carts in there. So, if you guys need to load those carts up full of I totally forgot about this because I didn't draw them. Yeah, there's two, there are three guards on the inside of that vault.
Motherfuck.
Thank you for that.
Same thing.
It's two Rodians and a Gamorrean.
Okay, there's two Rodians and a Gamorrean standing there. And now, of course, once again, you've opened it. So they're kind of like, we don't recognize you, but you open this door.
Let's not talk to these guys. Let's just load up.
Let's just load up.
We're just in here.
Load it up. Let's take the carts, load them up.
Okay, well, you start doing that, and they start getting suspicious. Because it's not often that people they don't recognize come in here start loading up their weapons.
Just do your mind thinking, Majiggy.
Okay, well,
no, because
they haven't started a fight yet, so...
The Rodian looks at you, and he's like, hey, who are you guys?
We're here on behalf of Old Dick.
Who?
What? Old Dick.
Who?
Old Dick? You know what I'm talking about.
Old Dick?
He and I go way back. Anyway, we're taking these guns... It's his assignment. We need to move him off site. This place isn't secure anymore.
We weren't let... You know, no one told us anything about this. We're going to need some, like, you know, identification from all you boys.
From all of us?
Yeah.
He's correct. We're here on Uldrick's terms, taking these to a different location for him. 21.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Hell yeah, Willie Rowe.
All right, you guys need some help?
Yeah, basically. Okay.
Yep.
We'll help y'all. So
is there a way out of here besides the going up the stairs?
Is there an elevator?
Take these
there's a service elevator.
I'm gonna ask him.
Now this is everything, right? There's nothing we missing. There's nothing hidden or.
No, that's
stashes,
all the stuff. I mean, no if that's what he needed. That's what he needed. So there you guys go. You got your stuff.
So we cleared it out.
So you guys cleared it out
and the
vault.
Do we all have? How do we have this set up? Do we all have?
Basically, each of y'all is pushing the cart.
Yep. No. Okay.
With two weapons boxes.
Okay. So y'all are pushing it through. You guys go through there. You go through there. You come back to these three guards.
And we're just walking by.
We just flash the badge again.
No, they go like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Did we get the loot?
Yeah, but the other guards are with us.
Yeah,
and they're
helping
like,
us.
These guys are good.
All right. So if they're with you guys, I guess.
They're helping us carry
stuff. Yeah, they did offer
out.
To help.
Oh, now we got three guys going with us. Yeah.
They
walk us all the way out the door.
They offered to help us carry stuff out.
They're still here. I mean, they're guards.
Yeah, so they help you get them past these guys, and you get up to you go in to the elevator. They wave you guys goodbye.
Bye.
You know, they're like, Dale. So next time you see Uldrick, let him know that you know it's still kind of hot down here. We would really like some AC if he doesn't mind.
I'm gonna flash him a really big smile. Just be as sweet
as I possibly can. He's like, I see you, man. You guys get in the service elevator with your five pallets full of weapons.
Because it's 10 crates of weapons.
Yeah,
two crates per. Yeah.
So all of you are pushing one?
Did we take any of the rest of the stuff?
You guys said you did.
Sure, I took all the rest
of
the stuff.
I was making sure we had space for it.
Motioned 11's it.
Yeah. So, all right. So you guys get in the elevator. The elevator opens, and there are two guards standing there. And they're like, who the fuck are you? We didn't let you in here.
Hey, flash the badge.
Flash the badge.
That does not work.
Okay.
Because
a
human and a Rodian. And the human's like, yo, hey, like, we didn't let you guys in. This is the only way in to get those fucking,
okay.
Who the fuck are you?
So we just went through three sets of gods. We just went, flashed our badge. We loaded up. Three of you guys helped us. Now we're leaving.
No, we didn't let you in. You may have tricked the boys downstairs, but you ain't going to trick us.
Give me that.
And they got their hands on their weapons.
We're going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, super yeah.
By like super double.
Yeah. By like more than double. All right, so they're like, well, have a nice day.
Yeah, y'all are leaving. Goodbye. You know, honestly, this was really a Ocean's 11.
It really was. Just like
this
the
is super Ocean's
this is
Eleven.
Just like
in that movie.
I'm just looking at like every time we pass a checkpoint, big ol' eyes.
I'm just dripping in green blood.
Your idol's the one.
Yeah,
it's like he's really good. He started off bad.
So fucking A, you walk past those two guys, and you're let out on like the kind of like the side in like an alleyway, and you can see kind of across the way. You can see where your ship is. All right, so you guys start You guys start making your way towards your ship. No one is looking at you twice. This is fucking Nar Shaddaa. There are people moving weapons crates constantly on the streets, and no one bats a fucking eye. So you guys start making your way towards the landing pad or whatever where your ship is. You guys are nearing the sweet, sweet Mimzo.
Yeah.
And it blows up.
Get the fuck out of here. Holy shit! Magic coup!
Fade to black.